Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keough moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. There goes Otis. The throw from Rodriguez to Auerbach, and Otis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Theobald reaches third base with a triple. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Theobald tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Otis reaches second base with a double. Cardenal throws the ball into Briggs, who tags Otis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Keough moves to third. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough scores. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Splitterf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterf is 0 for 1 in the game. Splitterf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Splitterf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Splitterf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Harper reaches second base with a double. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Sanders now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.